This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 424, recorded Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Now is the time, now is the best time, now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.
Jerry, I'm not sure if you got that.
Nope.
Did that play over the film? Okay. I put in a new theme song for the week.
Oh, so you're going to make me actually download the episode to hear it. Okay. I see how you are. It's cool. I got you.
Well, I thought you'd appreciate something new.
I certainly do. So should I go dum-de-dum?
You can go dum-de-dum.
Dum-de-dum.
But all you have to do is listen to the episode, and maybe you will identify the temporary theme song I've put in and tell me what song it is.
It's possible. Not likely, but possible.
So this is episode 424, the first episode of 2019.
Woohoo! 2019, here we are. 2018, you're gone. You're out of here. You're old news. You're history. Bye-bye.
And for one of the few times over the course of the show, we are both in the same state. The same room.
We are not in the same room.
How do you know I'm not in the same room with you? Have you looked?
Because my dog's not barking.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Okay.
But you remember the last time that we recorded with me on a portable rig was when I was out of the country. And we had some technical problems.
Yes.
Remember the episode skewed? So I'm once again trying this, but I'm using Audacity. And I'm using Pulse Audio. I've created a null sync. So every output that we have is being redirected back into an input.
Really?
So I've panned you. You're all the way over at the left.
All the way at the left.
And I'm all the way over at the right.
Oh, interesting.
And it took a little doing to get all of the little settings working the way I wanted them to. That's why it took me an extra minute. I tested this yesterday, and it was working properly, and now... the one thing missing is I didn't figure out how to get the audio over to you.
It's all right.
Well, what can you do? Also, there's a constant echo of my microphone back in my right ear, which is driving me crazy. But if it works, then I can continue to iterate on this idea.
Cool.
So if you hear me sort of pausing for a moment, it's because I'm very distracting to me.
Okay.
So we only have a little news this week.
Only a little news.
Yes. So, there were three things to look forward to in smartwatches in 2019. This is an article from Android Central. So, you have a smartwatch, and I have a smartwatch.
I do have a smartwatch.
So, I thought as we get into our 2019 episode, we would sort of talk about what we want out of our smartwatches.
Ooh, I can do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want less lag.
Less lag?
Less lag.
Okay, does your Pro really lag?
Sometimes. And it gets worse over time, so every now and then I need to reset it.
Okay. I have to reset it sometimes when the screen freezes, but that's sort of a rarity.
Oh.
But they're predicting that this year we'll see the full potential of Qualcomm's Wear 3100 chip.
Ooh.
And that supposedly is faster than the other chips that they've been using up until now, which are a few years old. So maybe that'll solve your lag problem, but require you to buy a new item.
That'll be okay. I do not expect the lag to be fixed without new hardware.
You never know. Google's done a lot.
Yes.
Maybe 2019 will be the year of the Google Pixel Watch.
One can hope, but I'm not holding out. It takes Google a while to get hardware right.
They've surprised us before, though.
They've surprised you before.
Are you telling me that Google has never released a product that surprised you? What about the Google Q? That sort of surprised me.
I don't even remember that.
That was the bocce ball thing that had speaker outputs or something?
Oh.
Now you remember it?
No.
Okay.
Dude, my wife deals with the same issue with me. My long-term memory is
odd. You know we've been doing this podcast a while, right?
Yes.
Okay. As long as we covered that. So, Google reaffirmed 2 years of updates for Android One phones, which makes me happy as I have an Android One phone.
Cool. What's an Android One phone?
Well, this is sort of the replacement for the Nexus program.
Oh.
So remember, Nexus used to be manufactured by a bunch of different manufacturers. You had LG who did one, you had Motorola who did one, Samsung.
I do remember that.
And it is still technically manufactured by another company, but it's much more white-labeled than it used to be. It used to be fairly well known who actually manufactured the Nexus. So now you have the Android One program where it's a Motorola, it's an LG, it's a what-have-you, but it's certified by Google to certain standards.
Yay!
You know, updates, etc. Now, originally that was billed as the discount version. But that's become Android Go. So Android Go is the low-spec version of Android. Android One is the program for a stock and Google endorsed experience. So since it's a slow news week, because nobody was posting anything, it's 2019.
It is.
What do you want this year from your phone and from your watch?
Dude, I don't want anything from my phone. My phone is perfect. I love my phone.
That's a nice thought.
No, seriously. Have you tried Night Sight or Night Shot?
No.
Wow. Okay,
so I'm waiting to see if the Pixel 3 XL Lite comes out, the budget version of the phone. There's a rumor.
I was doing Night Shot New Year's Eve night, and it is just stunning. It does require you to hold the phone still a little bit longer than is comfortable, but wow, the results are impressive.
I just like that Google is putting out those Pixel ads with every single Beatles song they can license, because I know how expensive those are.
Why do you like that?
I like Beatles songs. What do you have against the Beatles?
I don't have anything against Beatles. Me asking you why you like something does not mean or imply that I do not like the same thing.
Okay. I'll accept that.
I'm not really a Beatles fan, but I don't dislike them.
Well, I happen to like classic music, as opposed to classical. By the way, I do want to apologize. You may have thought that since I'm on a laptop that you have been spared this week from this noise. Guess what I brought with me?
A towel?
Well, you know, you always need to know where your towel is.
Right.
But that wasn't what I was referring to.
Oh.
I was referring... if you didn't hear it, I was referring to this.
Your keyboard.
Yes, you heard the keyboard. Okay.
Yes. When I travel, I also bring my keyboard. I love my keyboard.
Well, this is one that I'm going to leave here.
Oh.
Remember, I'm coming to visit my relatives. Or in this case, I'm coming because my relatives are visiting me and I'm away from them. But I can afford to leave a keyboard. I do have a travel one, though, now.
Uh-huh. Cool.
It's a I just bought it. It's a mechanical keyboard without the arrows and the extra keys on the right. What is that, 87 keys? Jerry, do you know? Did I lose Jerry? Hello, Jerry. He still looks like he's there. Jerry? Wonder if it's my setup.
No, it was not your setup. It was me. I dropped the internet for about 30 seconds.
Okay. So the keyboard without the right side on the number pad, is that 87 keys?
I'm sorry?
Well, I just bought a new travel keyboard that's even smaller. It's 10 inches width, but still full-size keys, and it does it by dropping the extra keys to the right of the enter key, the number key, the arrow keys.
I believe that's a 66%.
Well, that's size, not number of keys. I'll look it up.
No, actually, when you do percentages, it's number of keys. 80% key or 80% keyboards and such. Yeah, it's about the number of keys.
You learn something new every day.
If it's just without the keypad, then it's called a TKL or a 10 keyless.
But it's a nice little one, and it has the response, but not as much of the noise.
Cool.
I didn't bring it. This one I'm leaving here, a little louder. So from my phone in 2019, I'm looking to see if a Lite Pixel comes out. Not sure if it will, and I might consider saving up for one. But I'm also happy. There's nothing really wrong with my phone now. You know, I want to continue getting better photo capabilities, which is what you have, and minor tweaks, but I think the operating system is mature.
And the hardware is nice, too. I mean, interestingly, I don't mind charging my phone every day, but it bugs me to charge my phone or my watch every day.
Why? Don't you sleep?
I do, but I wear my watch while I sleep.
That's weird.
It's comfortable.
I don't know. I never wore my watch well, so it's strange. I always put it on the nightstand.
Now, luckily, the TicWatch Pro can go about 3 days without a charge, which is nice. But I'd like it to go more days without a charge. And I would also like it to be more responsive. So I'd like it to use more electricity, but need me to put less...
Then you might like the new chip that they're talking about.
Or contradictory. I want it to be faster. Speed.
New chip.
Requires more electricity. I want to go longer without electricity. Or I want to go longer without recharging, which means using less electricity. I realize that. But I wants what I wants. So I think the phones are good, but I think watches still have a ways to go.
I'll agree. But I like having something on my arm because I put my phone away at work and I feel like I can be notified if something's happening without having to constantly check. That's what a watch is for me.
Very true.
Although just the other day, somebody saw me looking at my watch and said, "Do you have somewhere to be?" They thought I was checking the time that obsessively. What can you do? So Duo is testing a group calling feature. This may replace Hangouts for us. Because remember, Hangouts may go away.
Ooh.
Let's put off having to deal with that for as long as possible.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of putting things off for as long as possible, somebody did point out to me something that I missed on the Android Buffet website for a few years.
Copyright?
So as of today... Oh, you did notice it?
No. But it's a common thing to remind people about on their websites at the turn of the year.
Why can't that be automated?
It can.
I have to figure out how to automate that.
It's PHP. You're talking about a PHP site, so yes, it can.
Yeah, but for some reason, it isn't automated, and I better automate it. I just manually changed it. But apparently for 4 years, it said copyright 2015. Nothing I did some other stuff too, but I'll probably go through all my websites and do some cleaning. You know, upgrade some stuff, tweak some stuff. You know, I have statistics I never look at as to how well this podcast is doing. I assume people are still listening.
I'm curious, are they?
I'll check the stats later. I'll send you a note. So, a study of 34 most popular Android apps show that 20 of them are sending data to Facebook without consent. That's a disturbing number.
It is.
And this is being attributed to the Facebook SDK. So any app that incorporates Facebook functionality is getting ripped off by Facebook, even if they don't want them to. What do you think, Jer? I think it's him again. His silence.
All right, yes, it is me. When I start dropping internet, it happens pretty frequently.
Okay, so, we'll try to finish up quickly before your internet goes completely.
Yeah. Well, if it goes away, it tends to go away for no more than 30 seconds or so. So just be patient, keep talking, and I'll be back.
Well, isn't this new internet?
It is. It's also new hardware. So, yeah, I'm annoyed. Oh, boy, am I annoyed.
Well, as somebody who uses the internet for work, I'd imagine that really annoys you.
Yes. But it doesn't happen very often. It happens like one or two periods a day where I'll drop internet for like 2 or 3 seconds and then 10 seconds and then 30 seconds and then 2 seconds. I have continuous pings running, which is why I know how long it drops. Our last drop was for 4 seconds, but I was on mute, so you didn't hear me when I come back.
So what do you think about the fact that apps are sending data to Facebook without their consent, and sometimes with the developer not really consenting?
I think Facebook is evil.
Okay. Not going to hear me argue. Sometimes it's the evil of apathy, but that's still evil.
Yes.
So I've saved a special note in the app news section of the show notes to talk about LastPass and autofill. It isn't working for me.
Really?
Is it working for you?
Yes.
So every time you go to a website, LastPass on your phone fills in the password? Not on your computer. Computer, I'm fine.
Sometimes, yes.
Not I'd like it to work all the time.
Yes. Well, I don't actually tend to go to websites on my phone very often, so I couldn't tell you.
Only a few of them that I regularly go to, and they keep logging me out, and I want LastPass to log me back in. But every time I have to deal with it.
Interesting.
If anybody has any way of making that more reliable or any alternative suggestions, someone tell me. I'm not married to LastPass, although I do like it. So there's my ramble. Someone help me. In other news, AdGuard publicly launched their DNS service. So this is one of those ones that can be used on Android Pie or on earlier versions with a VPN app. So Pi, I think, is the earliest version that allows you to set your DNS globally. But I haven't looked for that feature. It also does DNS over TLS and DNS over, what is it, SSL? I forget the other one.
DNSSEC?
Yeah, DNSSEC and DNS over TLS are the two I'm thinking of. So more of those are coming. Are you concerned that your DNS lookup traffic might not be encrypted?
I should be.
Well, there are two different things. So you have DNS security, which ensures that the DNS you're getting is not corrupted, and DNS over TLS, which ensures that your lookups are not intercepted. So I'd sort of on some level like both.
Really? I didn't realize that DNS over TLS also hid what it was you're looking up.
I thought that was what it was. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. This is what the internet is for.
I like it.
Here we are. By default, DNS is sent over a plain text connection. DNS over TLS is one way to send queries over an encrypted connection.
Cool.
But support is somewhat limited. So then we get to Wyze. You remember Wyze, right?
Yes.
The inexpensive cameras?
Yes.
So they sent me a lovely email. This came from their chief executive. They sent everybody one, so it wasn't personally to me. In 2019, they've promised an outdoor camera, RTSP, and Google Assistant support. Three things I want.
Nice.
You know what RTSP is, right?
Yes, that's where you can stream the camera. You can hook up to an IP address, and it's a like you're pulling the video directly from the camera.
Well, this is one of the things that's annoyed me about Wyze. I want to be able to watch my camera in a browser. I don't just want it on my phone.
Yep.
So the fact they didn't have a browser edition or some sort of standard that I could hook into annoyed me. Because all the cameras in question that I use Wyze for are somewhere in my residence. I think I mentioned I have one that's hooked into a powered switch that only turns on when I'm out of the house.
Yes.
So I'd like to be able to watch the ones that are in the hallway outside of my actual apartment when I'm in the house.
Sure.
And that brings us to our last topic. Home automation dreams for 2019. You have a whole house to automate and dream about. Well, while Jerry dropped, I will mention that my latest home project involved upgrading my home theater, which has some home integration links because whenever the television is on, it changes the lights. So I rearranged the entire room to make the home theater a little more effective, which meant I had to change the lighting configuration.
Cool.
So what are your wishes and dreams for the coming weeks, months, years for your house in terms of automation?
I would like my Google Homes to have intercom-type capabilities, not just store and forward broadcast.
Well, I've almost totally dumped the Echoes. I have one dot sitting around, but all the other stuff I've given to family members because I prefer the home system.
I did get a home hub for Christmas and an additional mini.
I got the Lenovo Smart Display. It was on sale at Best Buy for the same price, $99, but it's the one with the camera and the lens cap. It's also 1 inch larger. I've been enjoying it.
Cool.
So more home automation is coming in the new year. I finally flashed a Sonoff iFan controller and discovered I can't fit it into yet another fan without taking the entire fan down from the ceiling.
Oh.
I didn't feel like doing that on a day when I only wanted to unhook three wires and rehook three new wires. Huh? So I'll have to get back to that at some point. But more sensors, more Wi-Fi switches, and I have an electrician pricing out some options for additional outlets.
Cool.
So I have fun things scheduled.
Fun things.
Yeah. As long as I don't electrocute myself, I'm fine.
That's a good... Yep.
Because I've shocked myself a few times in unpleasant ways. I'm sure you have too.
Yes.
Probably more, because you worked with electricity a lot more than I did. Isn't that what you did in your previous career? Or am I misremembering? I think I lost him again. But while we wait for Jerry to return, just remember, next week there will not be a podcast, as I will be out of the country. On business, not pleasure. So we will pick up the following week.
So no podcast next week. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I'd be glad to do it on Monday night, but Tuesday night I'm leaving the country, and I won't be back till Friday.
Okay.
So I figured it's just too soon.
Okay, no worries.
Oh, and by the way, just to warn you, there was talk of sending me back to the Philippines.
Cool.
So you may get more of this sort of jerry-rigged setup. Although I'll try something different. I keep iterating on it. So let's see how this works. Virtual syncs inside Pulse Audio hooked into Audacity. looks like it worked, just watching the signs. So shall we adjourn? I have a very special surprise to end the show.
Yes.
A vision of home automation.
Hey, everybody. I'm done programming our new voice activation system.
Now all our household items will do anything we tell them to do.
Great. Tell the refrigerator to bring me a root beer.
Well, it can't quite do that. But I'll show you something it can do. Tree lights 30% brighter.
Oh, that's no big deal. Anybody can do that voice-activated stuff. Watch this. Roller, speak!
John, the oven should respond to your voice commands now. Give it a try.
Oh, okay. Here goes. Temperature to 375.
Temperature increase to 375.
Look at that. It even talks back.
Reminds me of certain people I know.
Yeah, right.
So how was that? Or do you still didn't hear it?
I heard it. Yes.
Okay. So I happened to be thinking about that. That was courtesy of Disney's Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
That is the last scene where they talk about home automation.
Ooh.
Well, I'm sure you've seen it before because you live so close to Disney World.
Cool.
Anyway, voice control apparently was a dream for people for many years. And now it's here.
It is here.
And it sort of works.
Mostly.
On that note, gotta fly.
All right, man.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.